Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I hope that everybody is doing well today and that you are having a great and wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, life is an adventure. It's an adventure that each one of us should be happy that we experience. Why? Because every day that we live on this earth, we're giving another opportunity to do some great and fantastic things. As we go through life, as we deal with the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, all of the above, we're also blessed with the opportunity to do something new, to experience something new, to change the things that aren't working and make them and figure out how to make them work. But for a lot of us, failure is what you would call a full-time job. Today we're going to talk about taking a grasp of life, finding a way around those little things that we call failure and using failure to help us to achieve the goals in which we want to achieve. So taking that failure or that thing that we call failure, that thing that we dread, that thing that nobody wants to experience, and taking that and showing the world that from that failure, we can have great success. From that failure, we can live our dreams. From that failure, we can learn how to take the word failure, how to take the experience of failure, and turn it into, in some cases, our greatest success. But also knowing that in life, we have to be patient. We have to be determined to persevere. We have to keep the faith. We have to keep on keeping on when everything seems bleak, and also know that through our efforts, through our experiences, each day we're going to learn a little something new. We're going to get more of the necessary keys that we need so that we can succeed, so that we can grow, so that we can experience the things that we truly want to experience, which is everybody wants success. At least I would hope that everybody wants success. But for a lot of us, we don't really look at life as the true opportunity as it is. We look at it as a chore. And life really isn't a chore. Life is only a chore if we make it a chore. Life is only difficult if we make it difficult. You know, a lot of things that happen to us, you know, are gifts. You know, they're, again, another day that we get to try to figure out how to make things work. Another day we live, we get an opportunity to tell somebody we care, tell somebody we love them, share our true selves, and stop acting like, I don't know, hermit crabs. You know, some of us want great attention, but we don't really want to do. A lot of us aren't really living. A lot of us are just here. You know, we're just, you know, marking time in the world, not taking full responsibility. I mean, how many jobs do you have right now? List from 1 to 5, right now, your top 5 employers. Or if you only have 1 or 2 jobs, you know, what are the 5 that take up the majority of your time? You know, many people think that you only have, you know, that one job, or that one job is all that you have. As you grow and as you different things. Each and every one of us has a number of things that are pulling us in different ways at any given moment. We have different things that we consider to be priorities and different things that we consider to be important. However, know now that there are a number of different factors that assist and help us to find more failure than most of us can stand. And that's because we get so distracted. We get so wrapped up in the things that really aren't that important. And when I say wrapped up in the things that aren't really that important, what I'm saying is that we let the little the little cares, the little worries, the little things cloud our minds. And we take on failure as if failure is permanent. We take on failure as if failure is our destiny. And, you know, there was a saying that I heard many years ago, and it said that, I believe it was in the Bible, it said that man is subject to fail. But again, from those little things that happen to you, there's the actual answers to helping you to live a better life. You know, but we need to talk about that. We need to, you know, talk about changing and improving our present states and our present states of mind. You know, we need to talk about the things that we can do to make a better outcome for ourselves. And, of course, from that, we'll end up with a better life. Each day, we need to be thankful that we are given, again, the opportunity to do all of the things that we're actually able to do. You know, you were born for a reason. I was born for a reason. Your parents were born for a reason. But I believe that very few of us ever truly step up to the plate. And some of it's based on fear. Some of it's based on a lack of knowledge. But they say that we have all the tools that we need to become what we were ultimately meant to become. Supposedly, we were given all the tools, all the knowledge, and all the time that we need to live what you would consider a beautiful life, to live what would be considered a life of meaning, substance, to move mountains, basically. Yet again, most of us are so myopic in our views. We're so negative in our opinions. We're so, it'll happen tomorrow, or I'll do it the next day, or, you know, there's always tomorrow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow sometimes, no, let me correct that. Tomorrow will come. The problem is, will tomorrow come for you? And when you wait for that tomorrow, what are you missing? Every day that you don't do the things that you need to do to move forward, every day that you create a negative mindset, a negative experience, and that you don't take the experiences that you may not treasure and use them as the keys to help you to do the things that you really want to do, you're wasting a very precious and very valuable commodity. And that very valuable and precious commodity is time. You know, none of us can get back nay a second, not one millisecond of our time. And every moment wasted is just that. Wasted, lost. It is, you know, the infinity of it is phenomenal. Infinity is not really a word that really associates well with the human animal. Because what is infinity? Infinity is something that never ends. Infinity is something that's beyond our imagination and our level of true comprehension. Why? Because we're human. And humans only have a finite amount of time on Earth. However, that finite time is so precious, so unbelievably precious, that it's amazing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, think of what you truly want and desire. And now think, if there was nothing on earth that could stop you from getting what you truly desire, what would that be? I mean, close your eyes. And while you're closing your eyes, think of your ultimate dream. Think of that thing that you would love more than anything else. And now imagine yourself living that particular thing. Imagine it's yours. It's your possession. You can touch it. You can feel it. You know, you can see it in your eyes. You can imagine the greatness. You can feel the joy and the happiness and the fact that you finally reached that goal. Isn't that amazing? Well, here's the weird thing. Every time that you keep a positive and upbeat mindset and you take positive action towards your goal, you're getting closer and closer to that success that we dream of. Every day that you do that one little thing, not a huge, massive thing, because success doesn't just come. Most people don't hit the multi-million dollar, you know, or billion dollar lottery. What happens is that most people that find riches and most people that find success, it's from doing that series of little things, those little things that most people pay no attention to, those little things that most people consider the normal, everyday, mundane little chores that we take care of, but the necessities, the little necessities that each time that you do them are going to get you a little closer to where you need to be. And then understand, because that transition, that shift is actually so minute, most of us don't even realize when we get to the level of success in which we were looking for. Most of us don't realize that each day that we do a positive thing, each day that we do that little non-insignificant thing in the scheme of things, but yet that thing that is so powerful because it's moving us closer to a positive mindset and a positive lifestyle, while maintaining and fighting all of the slings and arrows, inconveniences and disappointments that we experience, we don't realize that every day we're getting a little bit closer. Every day, in some cases, we're reaching our goals. Many of us have surpassed the actual original goals that we had. Why? Because we keep changing the goalposts. We're going in the direction and not realizing that we passed the point that we wanted to get to, because we're so wrapped up in the negativity, we're so wrapped up in all of the other things that are transpiring in our lives, and we kind of lose focus. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we need to be mindful that, again, most things worth happening don't happen overnight. It's not about the event. It's about the journey. In the journey, in the way to reaching your goals, you're going to meet and reach many goals. You're going to climb many mountains. You're going to swim many seas. You're going to experience many different types of people and many different types of things. And every time that we actually complete an experience, that's a growth period. That's a period when we have the opportunity to learn something. You know, one of my mentors, Mr. Brown used to always say to me, "Well, Mr. Bennett, it's all in the journey. You know, it's not in getting where you want to be. It's in the things that you do on the way. It's those positive and right decisions that you make on the way. It's those little people that you help, and it's those little things that you do that are positive that help you to grow, that help you to mature, that help you to understand the big picture, that gets you closer to the big picture. However, you have to be aware that you're like a painter. And every time that you dip your brush into a color and that brush touches the canvas, you're making an effect. You're making a mark. You're doing something to affect the canvas. You're doing something to affect the picture. One of the problems is that many of us, we're painting without any paint. You know, we're not dipping the brush into the paint. We're not paying attention to the colors that we're applying to the canvas. You know, we're not being the Michelangelos of our canvas. We're being the haphazard people that don't see what we do. A lot of us are painting on a canvas, but we're not opening our eyes to see what the effect is that we're having on the canvas in which we're writing. some of us are writing on multiple canvases, and we're doing it so carelessly that we have no idea what the effect is that we're having on anything or anybody. And understand that every time that you make a brush stroke, every time that you dip the pen in the well and you apply the tip of that pen that you just dipped in the well onto the canvas, you're having an effect on that canvas. A lot of us think it's all about us, and we forget to understand that there are others around us that are affected by our action, and there are also others affected by our lack of action. So, you know, there's an old saying, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know, there's another saying that says, this too shall pass. All are true, but you need to understand that a lack of action is an action. A careless action is an action. A well-thought action is an action. Everything is an action. If you sit on your bed or you sit on your chair or your couch and you fail to do anything, that is an action. Your action was failing to take an action. That is going to affect somebody. It's just amazing when you look at the different paradigms that we go through and you look at the different experiences. Again, your reality or your perception is your reality. However, whether you care or not, your actions affect somebody else. Whether you care or not, the things that you do do have an effect on not only your life, but the life of others. You know, I was reading the other day that the stress that a person experiences in a call center is equal to the same stress that a fireman or a policeman experiences, that fight or flight syndrome is something that is greatly experienced. And I believe one of the top four stressors, believe it or not, is a call center. I would have never thought of a call center as experience, but then look at how many people cannot provide something as simple as customer service. You know, they talk about, you know, the number one fear for most people is speaking in front of a crowd. Yet again, as I said before, if somebody put a gun to your head and told you, you better give a good speech, you will find the tools necessary to give a good speech. Again, it may be a little shaky, but you'll work it out. You'll get the message across. And why? Because the fear of death, in some cases, is greater than the fear of failure. Why? Because the fear of death is, for most people, the ultimate failure. You know, it's like people that are religious. Sometimes it really amazes me how everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Why do they not want to die? Because of the fact that there's a certain fear. There's a certain non-belief, even in those that have belief. There's a certain reluctance, you know, in the fact that there is an eternal whatever there is. But again, I really don't want to get on religion or talk about that particular subject. The fear of failure is a lifetime job, and most of us take it the wrong way. Most of us don't understand that in those failures, as I said before, there are going to be a number of successes. Most of us don't understand that it's not in what happens to you tomorrow. It's in what you do today that is going to control what happens to you tomorrow. A lot of us don't understand that we bring our joy with us and we bring our misery with us. A lot of us don't understand how truly negative we are and how others perceive us and how that perception affects us in so many dramatic and powerful ways. A lot of us don't understand that we are the number one hurdle that we need to overcome. We are the number one people we need to get out of our way. Again, remember that every time that you say something, Blog Talk, once you say it, it not only comes out of your mouth, it goes back into your ears. And that means you're stimulating your own destruction or you're stimulating your own creativity and your own growth. But that's truly up to you. does not have to be a full-time job that doesn't serve you. Please make the things that happen to you serve you. Use them to grow. Use them to develop. Use them to become a better, stronger, and more powerful you. Help as many people as you can, because from your assisting them, you will also grow strength. You will also get power. You will also gain wisdom. Read books that are going to help you. Watch television shows that are going to teach you something. Do it until you learn it. If you take a course, take a course every month. You know, read something again that you're going to learn something from that you can use. I mean, actually physically make an effort to learn something and to learn something positive. Every day, make an effort to do something and do something positive. Every time you get a negative thought, stop for a second and get a positive thought. Stop for a second and change your paradigm by changing the way that you see the world. And I think you'll find that success can be a full-time job. There's just too much negativity around us. We don't need to look for any more. There's just too much negativity around us. And sometimes it's because we choose to be around negative people. You know, I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she was making an excuse for a very negative and non-positive person. You know, and the person is usually a pretty positive person themselves, but because of their association with this other negative person, this toxic entity, this person that, you know, I thought was extremely old, well, not extremely old, but a person that I thought was, you know, in their 60s that I found out is only in their 40s. You know, for that person, it's always going to be, I'm better than you. For that person, it's always going to be, well, if you don't have any education, then you have no worth. You know, for that person, it's always going to be, you should just be happy that you have a job and happy that somebody employed you. Because that person is just doesn't have an open enough mind to see the gifts that the people around them have. That person has so many issues that they need to deal with that they can't see the beauty, the wonder, and the fascination of life and the things that everybody has to give and everybody has to offer. And that's because they hold so much negativity. Don't let people like that into your life. Don't let people like that control your thinking. Reflect on growth possibilities. Understand that some people, in order for them to stand above you, they have to block your road. They don't understand that if they stop to stop you, that they can't go forward. They don't understand that in order for them to hold you down, or for them to hold somebody else down, they also are holding themselves down. For those people, you should truly be sorry for them, you know? However, don't let them become part of your life. Notice the signs. Notice that negative Ned or that negative Nelly. Notice that person that is so myopic and so limited in their thinking and their state of mind that they'll never truly be anything but takers. They're not givers. Understand that their sadness is so deep that it's embedded in their souls. It's embedded in their spirits. It's something that they have accepted as a way of life, but you do not have to accept it as a way of life. You don't have to accept them. Because remember, too, most of them haven't accepted themselves. For them, it's always somebody else's problem. It's always somebody else that's getting in their way. It's always some new bullcrap as to why they can't have or don't have. And those are the same people that are always saying, woe is me. Why is this always happening to me? It shouldn't happen to me. I don't deserve this. It should happen to you. Remember something. When bad things happen and you go, why is this happening to me? One of the other things that you should be saying is, if it didn't didn't happen to you, who was it supposed to happen to? Did you want it to happen to your son? Did you want it to happen to your daughter? Did you want it to happen to your mother or your father? So if it doesn't happen to you, then who exactly is it supposed to happen to? They say that everything that happens, happens for a reason. They say that nothing that happens, happens in a vacuum, and we don't live in a vacuum. Again, ladies and gentlemen, think carpe diem. The word carpe diem is a Latin word. Translation is seize the day. Today is your carpe diem. Today is the day that you need to seize the day. It's the day that you need to step up to the plate and live the life that you are meant to live. Today, not tomorrow, not next week, not the week after next. Today. Today is all we have. We don't have a tomorrow because tomorrow is something that may come but also may never come for you. Will tomorrow come? As I've said before, yes, it will. The problem is, will it come for you? Will you be here? Don't waste today waiting for tomorrow. Take today by the horns and do the things that you need to do to fulfill your life, to meet your destiny, to find your requirements. And then each day understand that there's going to be a new requirement and you have to meet that challenge head on. You have to face it and face it with a smile. Again, when you wake up with a smile. When you think of all the things that you need to do, understand that each one of those things can be done, but they have to be done one at a time. There is a thing called multitasking, and understand that failure is something that is going to happen. But if you think and you take your time, that failure will come success. Persistence is a virtue. Persistence is a thing that you have to have. We also need to have an attitude of gratitude. Anyway, Blog Talk, as always, have a great and wonderful day. Understand that life is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity that you need to express and experience with a smile and a positive attitude as you move forward to live the life that you truly deserve, and that is a life of fulfillment and joy. Don't let the negative Neds control your life. Don't let them into your world. Remove them from your life and do the things that you want to do. You deserve it. You rate it. And it can happen for you. Live your dreams. Do the things that you need to do and do them now. Do them with a smile and have a positive thought, positive heart, and a positive mind as you step forward into this life. And just remember, smile, smile, smile. Stay positive. Stay active. Do the things that you need to do. Again, today is now. And take care, Blog Talk. Again, have a great and fascinating day and life.